While much of our focus is on immigration at the southern US border, let's get an update on the migrant crisis in Europe and North Africa. More than 600 migrants arrived at the port of Valencia, Spain, on Sunday after a grueling voyage across the Mediterranean. Boats rescued them off the coast of Libya, but those vessels were turned away by Italy and Malta before they were able to dock in Spain. Annelise Bourgis, the Paris correspondent for Euronews, was on board one of those rescue ships, the Aquarius, and she joins us via Skype from London. Annelise, welcome to Here and Now. You have been reporting on the migrants' journey. How did you manage to get on board?
Well, it was pure luck, to be honest. We organized this trip with Doctors Without Borders months ago. We were scheduled to go out with them and do a rotation, something that they do every 3 months. So it was just luck that we were there when all this happened. Of course, in terms of all the storytelling, it wasn't so lucky for the people on board.
What happened?
Less than 24 hours after we left the port of Catania in Sicily, Rome directed us to three different spots. There were at least three different boats in distress at sea. And when they finally got us to one case, there were 219 people aboard two rubber boats, and they were absolutely desperate. Their boats were about to give in. It was a desperate situation. And let me tell you, the fear in people's faces and the screaming, and it was dark. It really was chaos. I have never experienced anything like this. I am sure that SOS Méditerranée, the team of people that are accustomed to rescuing people at sea, it might have not been that surprising for them. They have saved over 30,000 people in the Mediterranean over the last 3 years. But for me, it was absolutely terrifying. I witnessed them doing that job of taking people off the water, people grabbing the fast boat that we were in and desperately trying to come on board, screaming for help. That operation took 5 hours to complete. When all those people were out of the water, then Rome said that they had nearly 500. They had been rescued that same night in different spots in the Mediterranean. So in less than 30 hours, we found ourselves with 630 people on board.
Annelise, there were people on this boat. This is a dangerous journey that they're taking. Did you understand why they were doing it? Did they tell you why they were doing it, why they would take this risk?
It's out of desperation, really. People told me in the hours and days that followed that they didn't really have any other options. The vast majority of them felt as though they were going to be safer in the sea than in Libya. They described horrific treatment. They described abuse. They described violence of all sorts. Women told me about rape. They told me about forced prostitution. Men spoke about rape, about torture in prisons, about being forced to watch other people being raped. And so these people that came from several different countries and got to Libya, they were fleeing either conflict, poverty, they were looking for a better chance in life. They get to Libya and the situation is so dire that it really prompts them, it pushes them out. I spoke to this family, to the father of a baby. His name is Ali. And I asked him, how could you get on that boat? How could you get on that boat with your daughter? And he said, listen, she was safer in that boat than in Libya. And I had to do it. I did it for her.
I want to play a little clip of a conversation you had with Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, project coordinator Aloise Vimard. Have a listen.
We are well prepared and we have food and water enough to keep these people 2 to 3 days.
Well prepared for what?
Well prepared to at least feed and provide basic care for some of the 630 people that came on board that Saturday night and in the early hours of Sunday. And well prepared to wait for Italy to tell Aquarius what we were going to do with all those people. It was the very first time ever since Aquarius started conducting operations, they had always dropped people off in a port of safety in Italy. This was the very first time Doctors Without Borders and SOS Mediterranee had to deal with this kind of scenario. And we spent nearly 48 hours stuck in the same spot at sea between Italy and Malta, waiting to hear from Italy where that port of safety was going to be. We kept hearing all these political messages coming from Rome of politicians angrily talking about migrants having to pack their bags and go back to where they came from. Let me tell you, they didn't board our ship with any bags. They came with nothing. Some of them came on board nearly naked. There was one man, at least, that I saw threatening to jump in the water. He said he would rather die there than go back to Libya.
So now they're in Valencia, they're in Spain. What happens next to these migrants?
They will have 45 days to stay in Spain and request asylum in Spain. Not all the 630 people that were rescued and transferred to Aquarius that weekend are going to be able to stay in Europe. Many of them will have their applications denied. Some of them already know that. Others are really hoping for a chance of a better life in Europe. But the process is going to be long, laborious, complicated. The vast majority of people I spoke to have no idea how things are going to go and kept asking me for advice and for suggestions, which I didn't really have. And I was honest. I told them I don't understand all rules. I cannot guide you through this. They have been assisted by hundreds of volunteers in the port of Valencia with this arrival. And so over the next few weeks and months, they are going to be given a chance to request asylum, to tell their story, to explain why they left their homes. And perhaps they will be given the chance to start a new one, a new life in Europe.
Annelise Bourgis, Paris correspondent for Euronews. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.